1210 here at Hometown Radio. Right now we've got sunshine in downtown Algona, currently with a temperature reading of 45 degrees. Brian Wilson with this look at Hometown Radio News. News this hour being brought to you by Kossuth Regional Health Center. They are your home for health care. Also, news this hour being brought to you by Central Financial Group, where you belong, with offices in Algona, Emmitsburg, Wesley, and Brett. Right now, as I said, we've got 45 degrees, mostly sunny skies here at the KLGA studios. We'll check your weather forecast coming up here in just a few minutes. An Emmitsburg man is facing multiple felony counts following a search of his residence earlier this week. According to the Palo Alto County Sheriff's Office, deputies attempted to serve an arrest warrant out of Woodbury County on 56-year-old David Dwayne Spector around 2 a.m. Monday. Now, while serving the warrant, Spector was found to be in possession of drug paraphernalia by officers from the Emmitsburg Police Department, prompting deputies to obtain a search warrant for the residence. Now, following a search of his residence, Spector was additionally charged with possession of methamphetamine with intent to distribute, a Class B felony, along with failure to affix a drug tax stamp, a Class D felony, the possession of drug paraphernalia, and interference with official acts. Spector was booked into the Palo Alto County Jail to await an initial court appearance. Well, ground is being broken on an expansion of one of North Iowa's most historic sites on what will be called the Surf Ballroom Music Enrichment and Immersive Center. It'll include a visitor center, a gift shop, lesson studios, and conference space, as well as an exhibit area to showcase the ballroom's significant contributions to music history. Jeff Nicholas with the North Iowa Cultural Center and Museum, which oversees the Surf Ballroom in Clear Lake, says the new facility will offer a great learning experience.
It will inspire our youth not only to learn about the culture of our community, the culture of the surf ballroom, about the music, about all the friendships and all the relationships. And this place is bricks and mortar, but it's so much more than that.
Iowa Economic Development Authority Director Debbie Durham says the surf's mission is evolving from that that celebrates the legacies of the musicians who have played there, but also to celebrate public art, the lake, and a hands-on learning experience that will inspire generations to come.
It is game-changing for Clear Lake, an incredibly successful story for Iowa. What I love about this project is not just its potential, but its story of reinvention, creative thinking, and partnership. You have this collective leadership with the community and the companies that came together around the Surf District.
And the rest of the Surf District project, which received a $4.37 million Destination Iowa grant, will include gateway and streetscape enhancements around Buddy Holly Place, the waterfront connections from the ballroom to the lakeshore. Now, the Music Enrichment and Immersive Center recently was awarded an additional $400,000 community attraction and tourism grant. Entries are now being accepted for this year's Best Breaded Pork Tenderloin in Iowa. Kelsey Sutter with the Iowa Pork Producers Association says nominations had slowed down during the pandemic, but have really picked up once again.
Last year, we jumped up to almost 10,000 nominations from around the state of Iowa. And again, you can only nominate one time, so there's no duplicates in that.
Now, this is the 22nd year for the contest. She says it's become a big benefit to the establishments that win.
Of course, you get an outdoor banner and a plaque and $500 from the Iowa Pork Producers Association. But the winning prize really is just increased traffic and increased business and forever getting your name on, we call it the Tenderloin Map, and the Tenderloin Tsunami would be coming for you if you were to win the contest.
You can nominate your favorite pork tenderloin by going to iowapork.org. Last year's winner was Cliff's Place in Western Iowa's Manning. The winner will be announced in October as part of Iowa's Pork Month. Take a quick time out. Come back. More news for you after this here on Hometown Radio, KLGA.
For nearly 70 years, Central Financial Group has been dedicated to helping you protect the things that matter most. We get it because we live it. From your first fixer-upper, your small business, to your new baby boy or girl, and all things in between. We are committed to providing you with the best options for all your personal, commercial, health, and life insurance needs. With offices in Algona, Emmitsburg, Wesley, or Britt, contact a Central Financial Group agent today to discuss and schedule a time to review your needs. Central Financial Group, where you belong.
Securities and investment advisory services offered through Osaic Wealth Incorporated, member of FINRA and SIPC. Osaic Wealth, Inc. is separately owned, and other entities and or marketing names, products, or services referenced here are independent of Osaic Wealth, Inc.
Welcome back. Hometown Radio News Time coming up on 12:15. Right now we've got mostly sunny skies in downtown Algona. Temperature reading of 45 degrees. We'll check your weather forecast coming up in just a little bit. Republican legislators plan to cut Iowans' income taxes by $1 billion next year by speeding up cuts that were approved in 2022. With no action, the rate would just drop to under 4% in 2026. The new GOP plan goes lower to 3.8%, and it would take effect a year earlier in 2025. Senator Dan Dawson, a Republican from Council Bluffs, is chairman of the Senate Ways and Means Committee that develops tax policy.
This puts Iowa in the driver's seat for being one of the most conservative states in the country yet again when it comes to taxation.
Now, Republican Representative Bobby Kaufman of Wilton is chairman of the Ways and Means Committee in the Iowa House.
This is a culmination of discussions we've had over the last few months here. We've seen a variety of tax proposals in this building, but the biggest question is how do we get some of these monies back to Iowa taxpayers?
Now, the plan also tweaks property tax cuts the legislature enacted last year, letting some cities and counties keep more property tax revenue. The bill is already cleared a Senate subcommittee. Iowa legislators are making final decisions on next year's state spending plans, but disagreements remain as the General Assembly aims to adjourn for the year. Senate Republicans propose a 2% salary hike for Iowa's judges. House Republicans propose more than 6% increase. That's in line with what Iowa Supreme Court's Chief Justice has recommended. Caitlin Jarzin is Director of Governmental Affairs for Iowa's court system and says the pay for county attorneys has kept pace with inflation, but judges' salaries have not.
We're seeing a really big problem with retention and recruitment because of judicial branch being left behind while other salaries are increasing.
Now, some county attorneys are making almost as much as a district court judge.
This is a big problem because a huge portion of our judicial applicant pool is county attorneys. We're going to get to a point where the position of a judge is not attractive to a county attorney anymore, and we'd like to have their expertise on the bench.
Jarzin says many attorneys in state government have salaries that are higher than a district court judge. The legal counsels working in state government agencies are even paid more than the chief judge on the Iowa Court of Appeals.
We understand we're not going to be able to compete with private industry salaries. An attorney in private practice is going to make more, and that's just an accepted part of reality that you take a salary cut with public service. But now the judges' salaries are getting to the point that other public servants aren't even wanting to apply to be on the bench because it's a salary cut for them, too.
Now, Iowa judges are paid less than judges in every neighboring state. The 6.2% salary hike proposed by the Chief Justice still would not raise those salaries above the judges of surrounding states. The unemployment numbers for March are out, and Iowa Workforce Development Executive Director Beth Townsend says things are holding steady.
Pretty stable from last month. It's down a little bit from the revised February number of 3.0% down to 2.9% in March, which is a good sign.
Now, the workforce participation rate dropped slightly as well.
You never want to see a decrease in your labor force participation rate, right? We would love for that to get back to where it was pre-pandemic when it was closer to 70%.
Townsend says there were 4,000 new jobs in March to go along with the 11,000 jobs added in February. Townsend says they are starting to see increases in jobs in typical areas that add employees as we head towards summer.
You know, ramping up for the summer construction season, which is a good sign. You always want your construction and your manufacturing to be hiring or at least not laying off. So, we've seen some layoffs, some pretty big layoffs coming in May and June. With the Tyson plant closing and John Deere's got some layoffs going on. So, you know, it's a good sign that we added those jobs in February and March.
Now, Townsend says Iowa's economy continues to be resilient.
Despite the inflation worries that we're seeing nationally and the changes in the national unemployment rate, and, you know, nationally we only have about 62% of the labor force participation rate. So we're well insulated from what's going on nationally, and that's a good sign.
The U.S. unemployment rate fell in March to 3.8%. We'll take a quick time out. We'll come back and look at your weather after this on Hometown Radio, KLGA.
At the Kossuth Regional Health Center Family Pharmacy, we've got your medication covered. Hi, this is Ryan Habiger, pharmacist and manager of the KRHG Family Pharmacy. Our pharmacy serves as a convenient option for patients to fill prescriptions and purchase over-the-counter medications close to home. Whether you come into the clinic or stop through our handy drive-thru, our team of local pharmacists and friendly staff are ready to serve all your needs. We offer short wait times and also have a large over-the-counter selection of medications that have extremely competitive prices. New to the pharmacy, we can now text message you when your prescriptions are ready to go, and you can text us for refills. We also have a QR code on the prescription label, which will allow you to easily use your smartphone for refills. No insurance? We also offer a discount plan for those who qualify. We're located at the Algona Clinic, and our pharmacy is open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m., and Saturday, 9 a.m. to 12:30. Let the KRHC Family Pharmacy take care of your medication and prescription needs as we serve as your home for healthcare.
Welcome back. Hometown Radio News Time is 12:20. Right now we've got mostly sunny skies in downtown Algona. Temperature reading of 45 degrees as we are on our way up to a high today, right around 49 or so. Winds out of the west at 15 to 20, gusting up to 30, and maybe even 40 miles per hour at times this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy skies clear off. You'll see a low right around 30. Northwest wind still 15 to 25. Saturday, sunny and a high of 48. Saturday night, clear skies. Widespread frost after midnight, low of 28. Sunday, sunny and a high near 60. Sunday night, clear skies, low of 35. For Monday, partly sunny skies, chance of rain showers in the morning, and cloudy skies with rain showers likely in the afternoon and a high of 62. Yesterday, our high was 52, 30 was our low overnight, and we had 900s of the rain gauge this morning here at the KLGA studios. Record high for this date is 87. It was set in 2002, a record low 19 set in 1988. We had 1.6 inches of rain on this date in 1920, 2 inches of snow on this date in 1983 for a record precip total. Average high for this time of year is 60, average low is 37. Sunrise this morning was at 6:25, sunset tonight 8:06, sunrise tomorrow 6:24, sunset tomorrow 8:07. That's a look at Hometown Radio News. News this hour has been brought to you by Kossuth Regional Health Center and by Central Financial Group. Our next newscast is coming up at 5:10 this evening here on Hometown Radio, KLGA.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, save on select Steel battery tools. Right now, save $50 on the HSA 50 battery hedge trimmer set. Real Steel. Find yours at steeldealers.com. With AK-10 battery and AL-101 charger, offer valid for a limited time only while supplies last. See participating dealer for details.
This Saturday, it's Spring Discount Day at Baumgars. That means 17% off almost everything that isn't already on sale. Baumgars has even extended their hours so you can't be late. Open all day from 7:30 to 8. It's one of the best shopping and savings events of the year. Save on everything you need this Saturday only. Discount Day. Family owned for over 75 years. We'll always have
what you need.
Hi, my name is Liam. My dad works at Shoemaker Welding and Water Care. They have been around for a really long time. 65 years! They do so many things, including drilling wells, pump repair, service work, livestock waters, installation of water softeners, RO drinking systems, and they deliver bottled water and softener salt. If you have a water need, they can take your water from good to great, because they're committed to servicing your water needs from the bottom of the well to the top of the glass. Purity in every drop.
You'll find the very best deals when you shop at your Algona Hy-Vee. Basket and bushel blueberries and strawberries are the lowest price of the season, just $1.77. Hy-Vee special recipe brats or patties, 8 for $12. Chobani Greek yogurt, 9 for $10. Hy-Vee cottage cheese, just $2.99. And Hy-Vee tortilla chips, just $1.77 a bag. And don't miss the red hot 3-day weekend sale. Shop this week and every week and save at your Algona Hy-Vee.
Psst. Hey, you. Yeah, you. The one constantly daydreaming about what's next in your educational journey. A friendly word of advice? It's time to stop dreaming and start doing. Iowa Lakes Community College offers over 75 areas of study at a fraction of the cost of four-year universities. And with nearly half of students graduating without debt, this is the perfect place to turn your dreams into reality. Iowa Lakes Community College. Get in, get out, get career ready. Apply now at iowalakes.edu.
Friends of the Library Pork Patty Supper Thursday, April 25th in front of the Whittemore Library at 5 p.m. and the kickoff to Whittemore Citywide Garage Sales. This message brought to you by the Whittemore Betterment Committee.
It's your sports now on Hometown Radio with KLGA Sports.